Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
Proverbs 8:28, the Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way before the works of old. So God the Father, the Lord possessed his own wisdom. Yes, sir. Even before the creation, all creation was established. Wisdom was brought in the very beginning, acting as a master workman beside God. Wisdom is an internal attribute personified. God's skillful planning design, wisdom is beside God, like a master workman. God used wisdom as the blueprint and the tool, the skilled tool, to bring the world into existence. God did not learn wisdom. God did not learn wisdom. Rather, wisdom was an internal, eternal, existent part of God. Wisdom is a skillful plan, skillful, through which things are made and are carried out by God, or carried out, corrected by a person. So the Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way. The Lord, Jehovah, possessed me in the beginning, in the Reshith, which is the first in place and time, order, rank, just like fatherhood.
Yes, sir.
Fatherhood is wisdom. First fruits, beginning, the principal part, P-A-L, the overseeing part, coming out of God. In the beginning of his way, the road he trod, his creating, his going forth, wisdom was there, like the course of life, mode of action, whithersoever or whatsoever he was doing before his works, before his works of old. So before God could do anything or did anything, he was full of wisdom.
Amen.
He did not learn wisdom. He did not come into wisdom. He is wisdom. So wisdom was in the beginning. Then verse 23, Proverbs 8:23, I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning. God knows the end from the beginning. God starts at the end and not the beginning. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. Now think about that. I was set up. I was internally and eternally inside God the Father and released. And the Hebrew says that wisdom was poured out of him. Wisdom was like power is poured out of God. Wisdom was poured out of him. I was set up. I was poured out. I was like a libation. I was literally poured out, set up from everlasting. Everlasting. Time out of mind. Past and future. Wisdom was set up from the past to the future. All the way in eternity. Wisdom was there all the time, continuous, perpetual, always, eternal wisdom from the beginning, from the very beginning, the roshe, the head, the first, the beginning, the forefront, the chiefest of all things, or ever, before ancient times, aforetimes, ever the earth was, before the earth was, wisdom was there. Proverbs 8:24. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. Depths always talks about a surging mass of water, like especially the deep of the subterranean water supply. It's like a surging mass of water. That's what he called the depths. When you see the depths there in the book of Genesis, before there were even any depths, wisdom was there. Before there were any depths, no water tables, nothing at all. Wisdom was there. So when there was no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, I was brought forth. I was brought forth. Where there were no fountains, no fountains, no wells, no springs, abounding with numerous, it all abounding with water. God's wisdom said, I was there. So before the mountains were settled, was I brought forth. Wisdom. Was I brought forth. So before the mountains were settled, before the hills, was I brought forth. Verse 26, while as yet he had not made the earth. While as yet God had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. The highest part, that's meaning like a mountain, of the dust, the powder, the mortar, the earth of the world. In this world here is the word tabel, the earth, or the therefore for inhabited. Before the earth was inhabited, the globe, and then its inhabitants were added later on as the habitable world. Before all that was done and God put people in the earth, wisdom was there. Verse 27, and when he prepared the heavens, wisdom said, I was there. I was there before that. I was there. I was there. When he set a compass, upon the face of the depth, wisdom said, I was there. When he established the clouds above, when he established, when he made strong, he established, confirmed, increased the clouds, the firmament, the heaven, the sky, above, up above. He said, I was there. When he strengthened, made stout, strengthened, hardened the fountains of the fountain and the wells of the deep. He strengthened them. In other words, he's saying, I won't let them run out. Wisdom said, I was there. When he gave to the sea his decree, Proverbs 8:29. When he gave to the sea, think about the sea, how huge it is. There's more sea than land, isn't there? Sea, water, sea. My God, the depths of it. Wise man Solomon said, when he gave the sea his decree, in other words, his decree, the sea cannot go beyond what God set to be boundaries. The sea down at Charleston can't come all the way up to Columbia. No, God put a decree on it. Hallelujah. Before he did that, before he did all that, wisdom said I was there. Before he did all that, see that, everybody? That the waters should not, that the waters should not, absolutely not, pass, go over beyond his commandment. Knows what he commanded, what he decreed, it cannot go beyond it. Think about this. Here comes God in the flesh, walking in the earth, named Jesus. And when he was out there with his disciples, a big storm came up, a big raging storm. Mark 4:38-39, and he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. In other words, I set the boundary on you. Peace, be still. My Father set this boundary before I ever got here. Peace, be still. Peace, be still, right? And the wind ceased, and there was a calm. And they said, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the seas obey him? Well, he's speaking what God the Father spoke in the very beginning, because he's the Father in flesh come here. And he said, hey, I decreed, peace be still. You say, you be still. Anybody here? Hallelujah. The point is, wisdom said, I was there before. I was there also before the foundations of the earth, the very foundation, the appointment, the foundation and all. See, without a foundation, you don't have anything. Amen, somebody? Amen. Well, before he even brought forth the foundations of the earth, wisdom said, I was there. Amen. I was there before. Amen. I was there. God is married to his wisdom. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
I was there. Yeah, I was there. I was there. I was there. I was there. The foundation of the earth. Glory to God. God the Father, the Lord, possessed wisdom from the very beginning. Like I told you, the Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before the works of old. Wisdom is better than rubies. Nothing else can compare to it. Nothing can compare to wisdom. For wisdom, Proverbs 8:11, is better than rubies. Wisdom, skillful. And by the way, when you say wisdom, it's not only wit and wisely, but it's skill. Skill, remember that a little bit, skill. Wisdom is skill, skill, skill. It's better, it's better, it's goodlier. Actually, everybody say goodlier, better than rubies. Rubies is like a round pearl. It's round, a ruby, worth a lot of money, high value, rubies. Wise man Solomon said, wisdom is better than rubies.
Yes, sir.
It's more than somebody trying to get money. And all manner of the things that may be desired. Wisdom's more than anything you can ever desire. A desire or something that you desire so much and you purpose some way you wish you had it. Or not to be compared. They're not equal. They do not compare to wisdom. None. No comparison. You believe it's big? Wisdom dwells with prudence. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. Proverbs 8 and 12, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. Remember again, wisdom is wit, wisely, but it's skill, skillful. And hang on to that thought. I, wisdom, I dwell. In other words, I dwell, I am married, has habitation. So I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, orma, sound judgment in managing affairs. Prudence. A sense of good discretion involves exercising caution, wisdom to act appropriately in specific situations. And discretion involves exercising caution, wisdom, common wisdom to act appropriately in specific situations. So prudence, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, a stratagem. In other words, wisdom, prudence, has strategy of God's plan for whatever needs to be done. You see? And I find out, I dwell with prudence, but wisdom said, I find out, I attain, and I acquire, and I find out the knowledge of a certainty of witty inventions, a plan, something, sagacity, wise, sound judgment, ability to make intelligent choices and decisions. You see that? Inventions, discretion, witty. So for somebody to invent something that really is worthwhile, really great for mankind, had to have some wisdom from God to do that. Even people don't know God, sometimes God to give somebody like that some wisdom to help humanity.
Yes,
right, everybody?
Yes,
so the knowledge, it's like the knowledge of witty inventions. Wisdom will cause you ready, I wrote this down, cause you to possess specialized ability. Wisdom will cause you to have and possess specialized wisdom in specialized cases that other people won't have. You hear that? You hear somebody, I wrote that down, make sure I had it in there. Came to me like that. Wisdom is so skillful, it possesses specialized ability. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So wisdom, counsel is mine and sound judgment. Wisdom said counsel is mine and sound judgment is understanding and has strength.
Right.
Proverbs 8:14, counsel is mine. Wisdom said, counsel is mine. Prudence, advisement, counsel, plan, advice. You want advice, you better have wisdom. God the Father talking to you through his wisdom. Wisdom, counsel is mine. Counsel is mine. The word wisdom, plan, advisement, advice, purpose is mine. It belongs to me, inseparable. And sound wisdom is the word toshia, which means to substantiate something very substantial that you can have as a foundation of anything you think to do or you decide to do. So sound judgment to substantiate support, it's like direct help coming to you, like the purpose of an undertaking or intellectual understanding. It's like substance, it's like an enterprise. It's like an enterprise of things that show you what to do. Sound wisdom. So there's wisdom, chokma. Sound wisdom is toshia. Sound wisdom is even greater, even more emphasis than that. It seems as if it's the word Toshiva, sound wisdom. Seems as if Toshiva expresses the meaning of God using wisdom and his inspiration as the source for a person to build something and bring something to pass that's right and worthwhile. So sound wisdom is Teshuva, expresses the meaning of God's using God's wisdom, his inspiration, like a source for a person to build something, to bring something to pass. It gives substance to substantiate. It gives substance that substantiates something very substantial that you're deciding and that will happen. Related to the realm of bringing it forth into reality. That which God has given you a glimpse of. Given you quick understanding. Sometimes wisdom, God can give you a glimpse of it, quick understanding. Oh, I see. And he gives you absolutely the solution at that moment. Sometimes you have to seek for it. Sometimes you have to search for it. Sometimes you have to pray for it. You see, on and on and on. But I'll tell you what, it will flow like water out of God. He did not learn wisdom. He did not come into wisdom. He is wisdom. Wisdom's with him. Always there. You see that? So I am understanding. In other words, counsel is mine and sound understanding. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. And I have strength. I'm understanding. I'm wisdom. I'm knowledge. I am perfectly true. And I have strength. I have victory. I have valor. I have force, power, strength. I have a mighty act. And it says, I have mastery. Wisdom can give you mastery over decisions, the way you should do that. And that way, mastery of life will be upon it. If wisdom decides it, brings it forth. How many see that? So I am understanding, I have strength, I have mastery. The Lord by his wisdom had founded the earth, the depths and the clouds. He keeps saying this. Next verse, 3:19. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. The Lord, Jehovah, this self-existent, this becoming one, to be, come to pass, on and on. The Lord by wisdom, chokmah, by wisdom, general wisdom, skillful. Remember skillful.
Yes, sir.
Wisdom is skill. It's skillful. Hath founded, lay a foundation, the earth. Skillfulness, listen. It's a state. So wisdom is skillfulness. Skillfulness is the state or quality of possessing high proficiency. Wisdom is the state or quality of possessing high proficiency, dexterity, expertise in a craft. So skillfulness is a state or quality. Remember, wisdom is skillfulness. Skillfulness is the state or quality of possessing high proficiency, dexterity, or expertise in a craft, task, or even art. It implies the ability to perform actions correctly, with precision, with competence, with ease, and often developed through experience, through training, or natural talent. It is often used, so it implies an ability to perform actions with precision, competence, ease, often developed through experience, training, natural talent. It is often used interchangeably with adroitness, which is the quality of having or showing skill, dexterity, and even mental skill. Do you hear?
Yes, sir.
So skillfulness, here's some key aspects of skillfulness. Skillfulness represents the mastery and the mastery of fundamentals.
Yes,
skillfulness represents the mastery of fundamentals. Key synonyms include adeptness, deftness, not like deftness, which is like being skillful. So key aspects of skillfulness. Skillfulness represents the mastery of fundamentals. Key synonyms include adeptness, like skillfulness, dexterity, of hands, of mind, proficiency, and facility, ease of performance. It just seems that there it is.
Yes, sir.
Here are some aspects of skillfulness. It's like manual. Handiness, dexterity, even in physical tasks. Wisdom can help you have that. Handiness, dexterity in physical tasks. Cognitive, proficiency in mental tasks. Strategic thinking and decision making. Proficiency in mental tasks, strategic thinking and decision making. Skillfulness is not only manual, cognitive, it's professional. High level competence and efficiency in a trade and a career. It's professional. Skillfulness, high level competence and efficiency in a trade or career. It often combines proficiency with speed, quickness, like on a whim, you see it. It often combines proficiency with speed, quickness, and the ability to manage affairs with good judgment and good taste. Manage affairs. Skill. One of the key aspects of skillfulness, manual, cognitive, professional, and skill is a trained capacity in a specific task. Skillfulness describes the general quality or the state of being highly proficient. So here's some synonyms. Expertise / mastery. High level knowledge or control. Skillfulness. Synonym. Expertise, mastery. That's synonym of skillfulness. High level knowledge or control. Dexterity and deftness. Skill with hands or intellect. Another synonym, adroitness and aptness. Clever and quickness. Efficiency, working without wasting time or effort. Working without wasting time or effort. Working without wasting time or effort. That is wisdom. That's the skill of it. Are you hearing? So, he said, the Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding, he hath established the heaven. By understanding skillfulness, he hath established, fixed the heavens. First heaven, third, second heaven, third heaven, all the way up. Oh, you look at him. God did all that. By wisdom's knowledge. Wisdom owns knowledge. By wisdom's knowledge, the depths, the waters are broken. We keep saying this. The clouds drop down dew. He keeps saying this over and over and over, King Solomon. By wisdom's knowledge, the depths, the waters are broken up. The clouds drop down with dew, Proverbs 3:20. By his knowledge, the depths are broken up. By his knowledge, the depths, there it is, that we're Tejon again, the Sasum, big surging mass of water, subterranean up under you, are broken up. They're rended, broken, ripped, and opened. God does this. Yes, so they're usable. And the clouds, the firmament, the clouds, the sky, drop down. Rain comes down. They drop down the dew. You don't understand how important dew is. Dew is like a covering of vegetation. Dew is a soaking moisture to the ground. It's a soaking moisture in the morning to the ground. Dew. God, by knowledge and by his skill and his wisdom, he has the clouds to drop down dew every morning. Is that something or not?
Yes,
on the flowers, on vegetation.
Yes,
is that something?
Yes,
God the Father, through his wisdom. You hear? Wisdom, let not wisdom depart from thine eyes, King Solomon said. Let not wisdom depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. Keep sound wisdom and sound discretion. Proverbs 3:21. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Let not them depart from thine eyes. My son, let them not turn aside, depart from thine eyes. Keep, guard, protect, maintain. Keep and preserve and be a watchman. Keep sound wisdom. Something very substantial you stand on. Great support. Sound wisdom and discretion. A plan. Sagacity. Ability to correctly make decisions. Decide and decipher things, you may say. Make out the meaning of something difficult. You understand by wisdom. But discretion is making out something, understanding something that's very difficult. So if you have it, if you have wisdom here, Proverbs 3:22, If you have all that, if you have wisdom, so shall they be life unto thy soul. Wisdom, knowledge, discretion, skill. So shall they be life unto thy soul. So shall there be life, masculine plural, life, all kind of life, unto thy soul, thy mind, thy person, and grace, well favored, to thy neck. Why neck? Why neck? Neck is the word throat is used in rumination. To chew the cud. A cow. They'll eat grass. And then they'll sit there for 30, 40 minutes chewing it. Foam comes out of their mouth. Ruminating. Because a cow has different stomachs. Has to go down through each of the stomach to come back up for it actually to receive the nutrients of it. So you spirit, soul, body, you have to ruminate the things of God. Chew the cud. You got to gnaw on them. Amen?
Amen.
The more you gnaw on the things of God, the more he will let the waters of wisdom flow to you. I'm a ruminator. I'm a ruminator. Thank God for my throat. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's going to be life. All this shall be life unto thy soul and grace, help, well favored, favor to thy neck. The throat as used in rumination to bring up the cud to saw and chew. I literally am ruminating on God all the time. I ruminate. I don't ever have a time in my life that I'm not ruminating. See, praying is one thing. Praying is that part. But ruminating is like praying too. It's like you're in constant communion. My father would say communion. Communion with God. I'm ruminating. I'm ruminating on what he says. Oh, yeah. So it shall be, all this shall be, so shall they be life unto thy soul and grace, favor unto thy neck. I'm a ruminator. I'm a ruminator. I'm a communer. I'm always, so without even me asking wisdom from God, he'll bring it forth to me because I'm always in touch with him. I'm always asking God what to do. What do I do, God? That's what I do. I've done that this morning different times. I'm always asking God, always trying to find out God, ruminating. Lord, give me the wisest thing to do, the wisest way to do this, wisest way. So I'm a ruminator. I'm a communer. I'm always talking to God. Ask him how, why, when, Lord, what did I do? I'm a ruminator. I seek wisdom. I seek God. If I seek God the Father, and if I have God the Father, if I have come up into God the Father, he gives me wisdom. God the Father, true fatherhood is wisdom. True fatherhood is wisdom. So thank God. How many wants wisdom? If you get wisdom, you get understanding.
Amen.
It's the wisdom of God.
Amen.
It's the wisdom, it's the plan of God the Father.
Amen.
Amen, somebody? Amen. By wisdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God, praise God.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pateas Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of his truth and a deeper level of relationship with himself.